Give me one second to record.
This meeting is being recorded.
You go.
You are ready to go, Chairman.
Mr. Keneally?
The Zoning Board of Adjustment Reorganization will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Okay. Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Artie, I'm sorry, how do you pronounce your last name?
Hidaka.
Hidaka, that's what I thought. Yes. Mr. Hidaka, welcome. Mr. Reggio? Roy, you're muted. Roy's here. Mr. Blount? And Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Minarondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
There he is. And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Laura, did you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, at this time, we will open up nominations for chairperson of the Piscataway Zoning Board for 2022. Do we have any nominations?
Yes, I will.
Okay, wait. I have to interrupt. I'm sorry. Somebody is the noise. Okay, the guys with the iPhone, I have to keep you muted. Okay, I apologize. Please continue.
Yeah.
Mr. Patel? Mr. Patel, I think you were about to make a nomination. I did not hear it.
Yes, I would like to make a nomination for Chair Sean Cahill.
Okay, we have a nomination for Mr. Cahill to be the chairman of the 2022 Zoning Board. Is there a second?
I second it.
Are there any other nominations?
I'm sorry, who's second? The cleaning lady wants.
I second.
Thank you, Jeff. Apologize.
There being no further nominations for chairman, could we have a roll call on the vote for Mr. Cahill?
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yeah.
Mr. Minarondo?
Yes.
And Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill, I will turn the meeting over to you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate the nomination. At this point, we'll go to item number 6, which is the election of a vice chairperson. And I would like to nominate Steve Weissman. He brings a plethora of knowledge of the township, and he's also heavily involved with our township fire department as a commissioner and as a volunteer. And I think he brings a lot to the zoning board table. And I'd like to have him as my vice chair.
I'll second.
Thank you, Kevin. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Minarondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes. At this moment, we're looking for an appointment of a secretary for the zoning board.
I would like Steve Weissman. I'd like to nominate Sean Cahill the secretary.
You need a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kalpesh. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Minarondo?
Yes.
And Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Thank you again. I appreciate your faith in me. At this point, we're looking for the appointment of a board attorney, and I would like to nominate Jim Keneally. Jim has been on the board longer than me, actually. And he provides insight, legal knowledge that the board depends upon, and I look forward to working with him in the future. So I would like to appoint the zoning board attorney to be Jim Keneally.
I'll second.
Can I get a second? Calpers second. Can I go yay or nay on this, Laura, or do I have to go through everybody again?
I have to do a roll call for the resolution.
You have to roll call? Please do that.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tellery?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jeff. At this point, I'd like to offer up an appointment of a planner. I'd like to appoint John Chadwick. John also has been here a long time and offers up his knowledge of land use and planning. And he's a complete asset to the zoning board. So once again, I'd like to nominate or appoint John Chadwick.
I'll second.
A second. Thank you, Cal. Laura, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Thank you for your support, everyone.
Yeah, well deserved, John. Item number 10, the appointment of a recording clerk. I'd like to appoint Laura Buckley. Laura has provided us all with timely paperwork and knowledge of each of these cases that come before us, and without her work and hard efforts, we'd be lost. So I would like to nominate Laura Buckley.
I'll second.
Laura, do your job. Call.
That was perfect.
It's not your job. Yeah,
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Thank you.
Item number 11 is the committee appointments. I'd like to just appoint the same four people to the subdivision committee, and the same two people to the site plan committee that we had last year.
Okay, I'll pull out the minutes, I'll fill them in.
Thanks, Laura, I appreciate that. Make a motion for adjournment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned. See you guys.
The regular meeting will commence at 7:30.
See you in about 10 minutes, guys.
Have a good evening, everyone.
Yes.
Bye, John. See you in 2 weeks.
Thanks for joining us, John.
Welcome. Good seeing everyone again.
Same here.
We have 8 minutes, guys. You're free to walk about the cabin. Okay, Chairman, we're ready.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount? Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Let's stand for a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Canelio, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have one change to tonight's agenda, item number 5. The application of Bahari Patel, 22 Bayberry Close, will not be heard tonight. If you receive certified mail, you will not receive any additional notice, just as announced tonight, but they do need to notice the new.
And that's it.
It'll be on February 10th.
Yes, thank you. Continue to February 10th.
Okay. Let's go to item number 6. 21-ZB-63V. Parkash Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Patel, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth?
Yes.
Can you explain to the board what you'd like to do here? Put your hand down, sir. explain to the board what you'd like to do?
Sir, I got the notice from my room behind. But that's what I'm getting for the variance certificate. The occupation OCI.
Okay, so the application says you want to retain an existing deck, addition, and shed. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If I could pull Mr. Hinterstein into this at this point, because there's a prior history with regard to this property.
Thank you. Henry, please.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, this application may seem familiar to you because this applicant came before us with a similar application previously. At that point, there were two sheds on the property. I believe there was an illegal structure put in, an addition that was added to the structure on the deck to the back of the townhome without any permitting. As a result, he came in. He applied to the zoning board to allow for that structure to remain along with the sheds. At that time, it was denied due to the fact that the coverage variance request was over 27%. One of the small sheds, I believe, since that point or since that time has been removed. The rest of the application is predominantly the same. We have a structure that was put in illegally on top of the existing deck. One of the sheds was relocated out of the easement, but it remains, and the coverage variance is still a pretty substantial 25.4% on the site. I have concerns with this. This is a tight, undersized lot, as all the lots are in this development. It's a little bit of a cluster development, older townhomes surrounding a township park. Not thrilled with the 25.4%. I just think it's too substantial from what we've allowed in the past. Combine that with the fact that, again, the structure was put up without any zoning permits, without any building permits. So, again, if the applicant would have come to the board originally or to the building department and applied for this, they wouldn't be in the predicament that they're in now. But again, I just feel that it's a lot to ask for such a small, narrow lot with a zero side yard setback because these are connected homes. So that's basically where we're at. You know,
Mr. Hinterstein, did you have a recommendation with regard to coverage?
Do I have any recommendations as regard to coverage?
Yes.
Well, what I do see is that if the existing shed that still remains on the property, which is 8x12, were to be removed, that would bring the coverage down to a little bit more of a respectable number. It's still high, but it's 23.2%. I would say that may be something the board could look at as favorable if they'd be willing to eliminate the last shed that still remains on the property. Otherwise, I just don't see with that coverage this application being a positive one.
Sorry to bother interrupt you. I can remove any time because that shed is like floating. It never has the anchor. If weather good tomorrow, I can remove tomorrow.
That would be a positive move by the applicant, I think, at this point, based on Henry's testimony. That, what was the coverage, Henry, without that second shed?
Without the, if the 8x12 shed, which means there'd be no sheds on your property, correct?
Yes, sir.
So with no sheds on the property and all the sheds being removed, we would be at 23.2% coverage. Again, my concern would be is, again, that's more of an enforcement issue, but the fact that all of these sheds and the structure were put up without permits previously, it's a little bit concerning that, you know, they may go down and then at some point may pop back up again, but I guess that would be more of a code enforcement issue. All we could do is, I guess, take the applicant's word, and if he says he's going to remove the last shed, he will need that, and he would also be required to, or my suggestion is that any approval is conditioned upon the applicant applying to the building department for the building permits and CCOs necessary for the structure that was built without permits to make sure that it conforms with the building code.
I agree. Thank you, Henry. Anyone else on the board have any questions about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public?
My question is that is
okay. Hold on, ma'am. Hold on. We need your name and address, please.
I'm sorry.
We need your name and address.
Gayatri. I'm at 23 Redbud Road.
What was the name?
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
The truth. Yes.
And go ahead with your comment. Laura, did you get her name?
No, I didn't get the name. I didn't hear her.
Gayatri.
Oh, Gayatri. Okay. Thank you.
My question was that is everything built up to the code? And I'm assuming it's not up to the code, right? The whole enclosure is on the deck. Is that what it is?
At this point, we do not know if it's up to code. If the board approves this application, one of the conditions will be that they get all of the building permits, inspections, and approvals to make sure it is up to code.
Okay. And what about the fence itself? Has the fence been removed from the property, from the easement?
Is the fence part of this application?
I don't see the fence as part of the application.
Okay. All right.
My fence is on my side. I never put on a back fence. The back fence is from the Bayberry, but I put it mine. I have the permit last 2 years back. I got it, and I put the fence on my side. So easement is clear on behind my fence.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Anyone else in the public have any questions or comments?
Hi, my name is Jagriti, and I live right on 21 Redbud Road. So that's Jagriti.
I need to swear you in, ma'am. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
The truth. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, yeah. So my concern was the same. So, you know, as you may know, the buildings on Redwood Road, right? It's one building holding about six houses, and my house falls right smack in the middle. So I don't have an end unit. So my concern is that I would like the easement open for safety issues. And I just want the board to realize that, you know, that this applicant or in the future, other applicants, if they do file a variance for such cases where they want to block up that easement, I'm not going to be okay with that. So, because
and that easement is not currently blocked, is it?
It was blocked until just recently, where it has been opened up. So again, similar to the previous speaker, I want to just make sure that the easement will stay open.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Laura, that's anyone done. Else?
Man, I didn't do this one.
Okay. One thing to the public. If you guys want to speak when the public's open, there's a button on the Zoom, you raise your hand. That way your hand raises up next to your name and I could call on you instead of everybody just shouting out. Okay, guys?
Thank you, Laura.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Henry, I do have, you know, one concern. I'm just looking at the survey, and one of the residents brings up a point about the fence being over the easement. Now, I believe that any fencing that's out there behind this property appears to match what everybody else has there, but the fence does cross the easement and part of the easement up to the property line. So it appears that both properties, this property, the property to the rear, they both have a portion of the easement that runs along the property. And from what it looks like, it's the case. Everybody seems to be in the same situation. I don't know technically if the fence along that easement line is actually on his property, but there may be some side fencing that people have put in that cross the easement. So I think just to be on the safe side, even though it's not in the zoning officer's report, we should probably allow the fence to be or cross the easement with the understanding that the homeowner realizes if for some reason the township needs
that
easement, that they would be responsible for the removal and replacement, and any costs associated with that work would be their responsibility.
Okay. Mr. Patel, did you understand that?
Yes, sir. And okay. I already moved it, and I'm not going to put it back on track. It's on my side now.
No, that's not the point that was made. The point that was made is that there's a chance that your fence might be covering an easement. If the township, for some reason in the future, needs to access that area, you'll be responsible for taking down the fence and then putting it back up. That'll be at your cost.
Yes, sir. I understand, but it's not going to happen. My fence, I've already moved it.
We're going to put that language. We're going to put that language as a condition of any approval this evening.
If the fence was removed, then we won't give the variance for it, and it's then I think maybe that's the better way to go. And then there's no fence in the easement. Period.
And in the application, in the zoning officer's report, there's no mention of a fence.
Right. Perhaps it was removed.
All right. So can I say something?
Yes. Could you identify yourself again, since you're listed as guest?
23 Redbud Road. I spoke earlier. I swore name.
And your name?
Gayatri Nayi.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so I came in because there was another case for 22 Bayberry, who was asking to leave the fence on the easement. That was my main goal tonight. But when I joined, I was just find out that it's dismissed. Until February 10th. So that was my concern about the fence, that it should not be on the easement. We are attached individual houses. So for me to get out of my house, if there is any fire or something, I only have my front door. I have a back door, but if before everybody had put in a fence that was closed in with no gates or everything. So that's why my main goal was I never put in a fence. Now I put in a fence because everybody moved the fence to now from the township. We all received the a notice from township about the fence. I never had a fence, so I didn't have to worry about it. But now that everybody moved that, my backyard is open and I put with the permit now. So my opinion on fence is that there should not be easement, because I am looking that as my emergency exit.
Thank you. If you are concerned about an application that's on in February, I encourage you to attend that hearing, probably virtually.
Right. I will join again. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate your input.
Yeah, again, my understanding is there's no fence in easement currently. You removed it. And my understanding is also that I believe there was notices sent out by the code enforcement officer to the residents of this development to let them know that they do have to remove any fence crossings in the easement. So this application will not allow it, and we'll look at any future applications that come before the board at that time.
Right.
Thank you, Henry. Ms. Buckley, any other?
No one else is raising their hand, Chairman.
Okay, we're going to close the public portion. Okay, so Henry, as per your recommendation, what there should be language if there is a fence up that we would want to be, the township has the right to access the easement, or there is no fence?
There is no fence.
There is no fence.
Allowed, I would issue that.
And there's no variance.
Okay. At this point, I'd make a motion to approve the application with the comments that Henry added, which was that they would be conditions of the only applicant to submit all their building permits and whatnot when the building is inspected.
And they're going to remove the existing shed to lower the lot coverage.
And they're going to
23.2%.
Okay, so I've made a motion to approve the application with those conditions.
I'll second.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Patel, your application as amended has been approved. We will memorialize it at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that, but you'll need that document to apply for all your building permits and inspections.
Sure, definitely, sir. Thank you for your help.
Good night, Mr. Patel.
Thank you.
Okay, let's bring it on down to number 7, 21-ZB-77V, Jose Carrera.
Is Jose Carrera present?
Yes.
Mr. Carrera, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
Okay, the intention is I'm adding a second story over my existing first floor, and I will be renovating part of the first floor. I would like to request a relief due to the need for me and my family to improve our living condition by enlarging our space.
Okay, Henry, any issues here?
I really don't see any big issues with this application. I think most of the variances are for pre-existing conditions. There's a slight exacerbation of the front yard setback variance due to the fact that they're covering up a small entrance landing. But it, again, it's small in nature. I don't think it has any negative impact. I think the covered landing, maybe a condition could be added that it has to remain open. So as long as it's just the roof and posts, I don't see any issue with it as long as it's never enclosed. And then the only other issue was is the applicant represented to the board that there was one shed in the back, and I believe that shed was based on his photographs. I believe it was 4 feet, and there were some dimensions that he provided, and they may also be, let's see here, in the, they're not here. Mr. Carrera, what was the size of that shed that you have?
Not too sure, but I believe that it's 8 by
12.
12? Yeah, and the distance between the property line and the back is 13.5 feet, and to the side, property line is 4.5 feet. And I think I sent a picture over that I would like to keep the shade because I planted a beautiful plum tree over, and I would love to keep that tree. That's my shade for my patio.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with the main shed. The problem is what you didn't represent was there's also some smaller shed, makeshift shed on the backside of the existing shed with a bunch
That's
of
correct.
Items that are stockpiled back there. That has to be removed. So you cannot have that between your existing shed and the property line smashed up against the property line like that. So again, I don't see any issues with this application other than the fact that smaller shed that you have back there, that has to be removed. You can't have that in that location. If you want to put another shed on the property that meets the the size requirements and meets the setback requirements, you could look to do that. You just can't have it within the location that you have it there connected to the other shed. So that has to go. And then if you want to put another shed somewhere on the property, you would have to apply to the zoning officer with a permit and size it and locate it accordingly so that it complies with the township ordinances. But again, the woodshed, don't see an issue with it. It's just that smaller shed that you have behind there with that stuff, all that stuff, that's got to go.
Are you okay with that, Mr. Carrera?
Yes, I'm fine with it. Yeah.
You're going to relocate it or take it down?
I probably just move it, yes. And like he says, in the future, when everything's done, I can apply for a permit and
put a structure up.
You won't get your permit for your addition until that shed's either relocated or taken out of there. So you have to do that before they'll give you your permit. It's going to be a condition of the approval.
Okay, Mr.
I have no problem with that. So if I, let's say, I get rid of that in a week or two, what I do? Take a picture of it and
will you guys know, we'll do an inspection. So you just let us know when it's completed and we'll come out there. This only resolution won't be adopted until the next meeting anyway. So in the meantime, if you take it out, your resolution will be adopted and then you'll be ready to apply for your permits after you get your resolution. So you could jump on that and then just let us know that you took care of it, let Laura know and she'll let me know and we'll go out and do an inspection.
Okay, you just mentioned about next meeting, so it's going to be another meeting?
If the board grants an approval tonight, they will memorialize it in a written document at the next meeting. You don't need to be present for that, but you'll need that written document, which we will send to you to get your permits. And that written document will have some conditions in it. One of the conditions is the removal of that second shed. You'll have to comply with those conditions in order to get your permits.
Got that. Great.
Okay, Mr. Kerr?
Yep.
Okay, any other members of the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Laura?
No one's raising their hand, Chairman.
Okay, public portion's closed. I'll make a motion to approve this application with the conditions stipulated by Henry and reinforced by Jim Keneally.
I'll second.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Minarondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes. Mr. Carrera, your application's been approved with some conditions. We'll memorialize it 2 weeks from tonight, but you should get moving on that second shed.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night, sir.
Ooh, thank you very much.
All right. Let's move on along to number 8, 21-ZV-22V, AWOD Construction, LLC.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Peter Lanford appearing on behalf of the applicant. This is the third time we've been before the board on this application. It's been continued. The last time we were here was on October 28th, at which time both Mr. Keneally and Mr. Hinterstein suggested that we look at the impervious coverage, and they felt that the applicant was being a little aggressive in their request for impervious coverage. As a result of that, we have resubmitted our plan with a different building plan for the property. To refresh the board's recollection, this is a site that had a single family house and a detached two-car garage. The detached two-car garage had an apartment above it illegally. The house is an eyesore. The property is owned by an estate. My client is buying the property and looking to rehab it. There are some existing variances. The two new variances that we need to talk about are the impervious coverage. Our original submission was at 27%. The plan, which I will show to you shortly, is at 23%. We also had a front yard setback, which was an existing condition at 24 feet. The applicant is hoping we can keep the existing footprint or the pad and build a new house on the pad, but we can discuss that. What I'd like to do also for the board's recollection, the architect testified at the previous hearing and also the planner testified at the previous hearing. The architect is Mr. Ragab and the planner is Mr. Antisell. I will ask that Mr. Antisell be provided the screen so he can show to the board the new plan. And if we can have Mr. Ashraf Ragab sworn, well, I don't think he has to be sworn in, but have him available to testify so he can go over the new plan.
He remains sworn in to tell the truth.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Keneally. Ashraf, you heard my opening comments, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the original plan was to basically keep a portion of the original dwelling and to retain the two-car garage to the rear, correct?
Yes, that was the original application, and we revised that. We removed the two-car garage completely from the back, and we redesigned the main structure to include a two-car garage in it on the existing slab and grade. That is the existing footprint of the house.
Okay. So that the new house, and can you take the board through the new house? It's a two-story dwelling?
It's a two-story standard colonial dwelling. The front yard setback, we are asking for, we have to expand the existing slab on grade slightly to meet the two-car garage minimum. So we are reducing the front yard by 1 inch, basically, from 24.4 to 24.3. And the rest of the setbacks are within the limit. The impervious coverage we reduced to 0.23 or 23% for a footprint of 1,679 square foot for the house. And the total area of the house